Hello, everyone. Wonderful to see you. Very good. I hope you're enjoying the course so far. Unfortunately, I'm not able to join the live Dharma heart-to-heart sessions, but it's so wonderful listening to the recordings and hearing all your sharing. Really, really rich. So I hope you're all doing well. Today we've got a practice session, a new practice session. We haven't done this practice before yet together as a group, and it's on the ups and downs of meditation. So those of you who've been practicing for quite some time will be very familiar with these experiences. And it's always something that is good to tune into again and again, because it's just so natural to sort of hold on to what we call the up experiences, the sort of the calmness, openness, clarity, all of those good sensations, good mind states. And it's so natural to feel like our meditation isn't going well when the mind's really agitated, when we're dull, feeling really foggy. But as Rinpoche often encourages us, it's through these down experiences that we really do kind of stretch ourselves a little bit further and develop this quality of equanimity, just by really resting in awareness itself, awareness which is unchanging, awareness which is behind all of these experiences or out of which all these experiences arise. So that's going to be our focus for today. So with that said, I will bring up onto the screen Refuge and Bodhicitta. Good, it's working today. So before we chant, let's just take a moment to settle the body and settle our mind. So if you'd like to, you could begin by bringing awareness to the posture and contact with the earth. Feeling grounded, stable. And the spine gently upright. Relaxing the shoulders. Relaxing the mind. Turning our awareness inwards. And just resting in open awareness, undistracted. And then bringing our hearts to the practice, recognizing, touching into your own motivation for joining today. And opening the heart to include all beings, generating this aspiration that through this practice may all beings recognize their true nature. And so with this heartfelt motivation, we'll recite Refuge and Bodhicitta.
Sangye chidas okhi
chugna la. Upa di dagni gyab su chi. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Supreme Assembly, I take refuge until the enlightenment is achieved. May the merit of my generosity and other virtuous deeds be to put in for the welfare of all beings. No, all immeasurable. May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May they be free from suffering and its causes. May they never be parted from sublime bliss, free from suffering. May they dwell in great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion for those near and far. You're just resting the mind as it is. Allowing everything to be. It's resting in awareness itself. Completely natural. Undistracted. As we rest in this way, the mind is completely ordinary, not striving to achieve anything in particular, just simply being. So now tuning in and noticing however you're feeling right now. Are you feeling a tiredness, heaviness? Sense of joy? Feeling of connection? Noticing, how is the mind? How is the body? So when we rest in this way, we might experience clarity of the mind, or the mind could be dull, heavy. We're just allowing our experience to be as it is. And so seeing if we can connect with the awareness out of which these experiences are arising. Seeing if we can be the sky. Awareness is bigger than what arises in the mind. So the practice here is really key in allowing ourselves to be as we are, not grasping, not getting tangled up in. Just simply knowing. Seeing if we can trust in the practice, giving ourselves permission to feel whatever we're feeling. Everything is okay. Just resting in the awareness that knows. Awareness itself is non-judgmental. Awareness itself is completely free. If the body is tired and aching, see if you can just allow that. If you're sleepy, allow the sleepiness. And of course, if you're feeling refreshed, present, awake, allowing that also. Just bringing awareness to whatever we're experiencing. Knowing the awareness out of which these experiences arise. Awareness, which is unchanging. Always available. So as we bring the practice to a close, once again, just connecting with our motivation for joining today. And as we think of all of the suffering in the world, at this moment, sending out this aspiration, this prayer, that through this practice, may all beings know genuine peace. May all beings be free from suffering. And so we'll share the dedication. Shonandi Nittam Jesu Pad Shonin Drana by this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing in the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death, in the ocean of existence. May all be free. So thank you everyone for your wonderful energy. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
See you soon in
Thank
Nepal.
you.
Thank
Thank
you.
Have a great day.
Thank you,
everyone.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kunsang.
Thank you very much.
Everyone.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Bye.